Hello and welcome to another podcast by Dr. John Reiser. Today I want to discuss a subject that I think is very important, and for people that are regular readers to the nofakenews.net website, I wanted to address this topic because I've had a lot of people over the past several days inquire about what I was talking about when I'm discussing things about disease and viral mitigation procedures that are commonly employed by the medical profession. And what I wanted to tell people is that diseases are very profitable intellectual properties, and they're never going to be cured. And there's a reason for that. There are powerful regulatory agencies that have been created specifically to punish individuals or entities who attempt to diagnose, treat, or cure intellectual properties, medical diseases. These are, for all intents and purposes, owned by the medical industrial complex. And unless you have been licensed by the owners of those intellectual properties to do so, you are forbidden to profit from the naming or managing of said diseases. And you're also prohibited from attempting to formulate an intelligent plan to eradicate them. And this is why any persons, companies, or corporations giving health advice must always provide a legal disclaimer that states, quote, the following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The information or the products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, end of quote. You know, in reality, there are no diseases. And a lot of people get confused when I say that or when I write about that, but there are only physiological expressions that regularly occur when the body is functioning, either in a state of ease, health, or when the body is functioning in a state of disease, loss of health. And some examples of these physiological expressions are coughing, sneezing, vomiting, diarrhea, sweating, fever, inflammation, a lot of other bodily functions employed by the innate logic of human physiology and immunity when the body is being challenged by something that is jeopardizing its continued well-being. Long ago, the medical industrial complex categorized various physiological expressions and cleverly labeled them as specific diseases. They have since claimed the ownership rights to the appointed diseases as well as the surgical and chemical treatment protocols associated with them. They have also created specific diagnostic and procedural codes to identify and manage the disease entities concerning patients in clinical settings like hospitals. It's an extremely lucrative enterprise, to say the least. If you're not licensed as a medical professional, you have no legal rights to claim that you can treat or cure these protected properties. And if you attempt to do so, there are regulatory agencies like the FDA that will quickly remind you not to enter their church. And they don't fool around with violators who infringe on their protected domains. In my opinion, there will never be cures produced by the medical industrial complex because the enterprise was designed to expand the number of intellectual properties, not reduce them. They're not in business to get rid of diseases. They're in business to profit from them. And that is precisely what they have been doing forever. One of the easiest ways to create new intellectual properties, diseases, is through the administration of vaccines to the human population. These are perilous medicines that can permanently destroy the natural immune system functions of people, predisposing the injured parties to a lifetime of abnormal physiological expressions and overall poor health. Now, please understand, I'm not writing or talking about on the website that medical doctors and surgeons can never help a person that has a medical emergency. In particular, in limited scenarios, there are medical personnel that can make the difference between there being life and death for a patient. But the same practitioners can also kill people while attempting to manage disease processes through lengthy treatment protocols. If we truly want to enable physiological expressions in human beings to be healthy ones, we must understand that the body functions as an entire organism. The body is not a group of independent systems as depicted in medical textbooks that function separately from one another. Health cannot and will not be achieved through the administration of physiological suppressive drugs and through the application of surgical procedures that are targeting individual body systems. Various human physiological expressions that have been disingenuously categorized by medicine as cancers And autoimmune diseases can only be corrected by removing specific interferences from natural physiological pathways that are causing the body's chemistry to react improperly. Pumping poisonous chemotherapeutic drugs into already compromised patients only make those individuals weaker and less healthy. Not only does the medical industrial complex own the named intellectual properties, the associated treatment protocols, the pharmaceutical products, the insurance products that pay for the care, and the hospital corporations where all the magic takes place, they also own the regulatory agencies, the medical researchers, the medical schools, the medical curricula, and the media companies that continually advertise their drugs, as well as the newscasts and media companies that perform medical cheerleading daily. Recently, we have all witnessed the birth of the newest intellectual property, owned and operated by the medical industrial complex. It's called COVID-19. And get accustomed to this new intellectual property, because you're going to see it marketed from here on out as a seasonal villain that requires a yearly vaccine. I think a lot of people are very, very misinformed and don't understand how body physiology and human immunity work. A few days ago, there were a number of doctors that were talking out on Capitol Hill, and they were discussing how an antimalarial drug could be more successful in mitigating COVID-19 infections than looking towards more drastic procedures, ventilating patients. The thing that's coming is the vaccine. People don't want to be vaccinated, although you think that there are a lot of people that are pro-vaxxers. There are a lot more anti-vaxxers that are closet people than the world would think. In my own private practice of taking care of people, I take care of nurses and medical doctors who will tell me that there are plenty of people in their profession that are anti-vaxxers, but they can't say that in public or write about it because they'd lose their jobs. So when we see people coming out on Capitol Hill and they're discussing disease mitigation procedures that are less invasive than the vaccines or some of the other procedures that are seem to be harming patients, all of those things that they're talking about pull people back into the paradigm that COVID-19 is a real entity. It's a real virus, and it's not. It's not, by any stretch of the imagination, a real virus. It's a scripted psyop. Most of these, if not all of the case files that have been amassed over the 2020 year, have come from diagnostic lab tests that are PCR tests. And these PCR tests were never designed to diagnose any diseases. They're used for investigative materials and investigative studies and doing research. What they're doing is, there's something in 20 to 40% of the human population worldwide, some type of genetic material that is sensitive to this lab test kit, this PCR test. And so people are being diagnosed incorrectly or fraudulently. These numbers are being reported as COVID-19. And we have amassed on paper tremendous number of case numbers that make this look like this is a world pandemic, when in fact, what we have is a paper tiger. Many of the people that are being diagnosed for COVID-19 have other problems that they're getting sick from. They might be getting sick from upper respiratory infections. Some of those are coronaviruses. The coronaviruses have been around for a long time. Some of them are getting infected and getting sick from pneumococcal infections, common cold infections. And what happens is, by chance alone, some of these people are going to test positive to the PCR lab test because they also have genetic materials in them that are triggering a positive test. So what you have is a narrative where this is a terrible, terrible disease, because the people are saying, well, look at all the people in the hospitals. They're getting sick, they're dying. When in fact, people are always in hospitals getting sick and dying. And by chance, some of them are going to test positive for this lab test, which should never have been used in the first place. The reason it is being used is because the powers that be that scripted this psyop knew from day one that if they rolled out PCR tests, they were going to test positive, and they were going to have, these tests were going to produce the raw case numbers that would be necessary to implement the words world pandemic. And so that's what we have going on. The fact that you have medical doctors on Capitol Hill telling people that there are less invasive approaches to treating COVID-19, even if you take and buy into that paradigm that they're talking about, you're still leaving on the table the options for drug treatments. You're still leaving on the table for the option of vaccination procedures that are coming. But if you take that paradigm off the table and you expose COVID-19 and the fakery around it as being a non-entity, it's not a real virus, all of those disease mitigation procedures are removed. They're no longer in play. And the powers that be don't want that. That's why those doctors were allowed to speak out, and it was allowed to be broadcast to 20-some million people before it was pulled and made to look like it was a censorship exercise. Now, I'm not saying that those doctors did that knowingly. I think that there are medical personnel, scientifically gifted, educated people out there that are very smart, but their scientific minds preclude them from understanding a bigger picture. They don't question the lab tests. They don't question the kits. Let me tell you, there are millions of people that have been diagnosed through the medical system with COVID-19. In the early stages, those diagnoses came from CAT scans. They were actually CAT scanning and viewing the lung fields to look for the presence of pneumonia. And those people were identified and diagnosed with COVID-19. Then you had people that were being tested through the PCR tests that took a small snippet of a DNA strand or an RNA signature, and which they claimed was a new virus, COVID-19, a new virus, and that's the test that's been jumping all the numbers up all over the place. But in reality, those DNA or those RNA signatures that they're using to test positive are not the isolated virus. The virus has never been isolated properly, has never gone through the rigors of Koch's postulates, has never satisfied any type of scientific rigorous study in a laboratory that's repeatable that says that this COVID-19 virus is a new virus and is responsible for this disease. So it's not scientifically bound, even though people are telling you that it is. So when we look at these things collectively, what we are looking at is we're looking at a world pandemic that is basically nothing more than numbers on paper. And so then we get into the other issue, and that other issue is viral infectious diseases and the medical procedures to mitigate them, to treat them. And when we look at not just COVID-19, when we look at influenza, when we look at any viral infection, the only way that the virus is defeated is through the innate human logic of immunity. The immune system is what destroys and disables a virus. And it goes through a number of steps, depending on what type of viral microbe is involved in getting rid of these pathogens, these diseases. And what we have is a situation where, for example, in a normal viral infection or the average viral infection, the body will cause the temperature in its system to be elevated, because elevated temperature prevents the viral or genetic material from replicating and going throughout the system. So by mitigating fever, what we're doing is we're going against the innate logic of human immunity. We're preventing the immune system from doing what it's supposed to do. When we have other symptoms that we view as being caused by the disease, we fail to realize, because we've not been educated properly, that those symptoms are expressions of physiology, that in effect, what they're doing is they're getting rid of the virus. They're killing the virus or disabling the subunit of life, which is known as a virus. What we're doing when we're giving drugs is these drugs are interrupting those physiological expressions, those physiological processes from occurring, which delays the end of the disease. It prolongs the disease. And so when I hear people that are healthcare professionals, and I use that term with air quotes, they're giving advice they're giving advice about viral disease, you know, viral mitigation of diseases or the mitigation of viral diseases, infectious diseases, the advice that they're giving is laughable, because what they've been taught is incorrect. It's completely goes against, it's contradictory to treating or to helping someone get rid of a virus. And so that is a problem in itself. And that type of information coming from laypersons is somewhat tolerable, but when it's coming from professionals, doctors that are wearing white coats on the front of Capitol Hill, it's inexcusable. And I think it sends the wrong message. So that's what I wanted to address. I think that it's very important that people have a better understanding of what these health processes are in the body. And unfortunately, as I said before, we have been educated as a society, for the most part, about health sciences by biotech and big pharma companies that have a vested interest in keeping us sick through time, because it's a profitable industry for them. And that's what I wanted to say. So I hope this clears up some of the information, and I hope that everybody is doing well and staying healthy. Until next time, this is Dr. John Reiser on a podcast presentation. Have a great day.